I don't know genuinely because I don't have an answer for that. I don't know what bowlers are doing, how bowlers are looking at it. From probably a coach's perspective, if you ask a few coaches around different teams, they might be able to give you a clear answer for that. But I think generally looking at this IPL, if you see what's happened, apart from a couple of special performances from Amit Mishra where he bowled a beautiful spell and all that, spinners have pretty much struggled, and there could be a lot of reasons for it. I think having played T20 cricket in Australia and in Dhaka just before coming back to the T20 World Cup, but now into the IPL, I just get a feeling the power scores have changed completely. One, and the ground's just not big enough. And two, a spinner's role in the game to a certain extent has been cut short by either the quality of wickets or the quality of miss hits travelling the distance. So if you constantly get these miss hits going out of the ground, you're going to lose the natural spinner's quality that you bring to the table, a flight or a dip, the ability to keep tossing the ball up. Yes, you'll have the odd brave bowler that will do it. But by and large, you're basically discouraging a spinner to come out and express himself in this particular format of the game. I wouldn't blame the format, I would just blame these conditions which as a group we're not being addressed to. So if it's not being addressed to, then there is very little possibility that you will get good spinners being thrown into the mix again and again. And that is a bit of a challenge. And that was the challenge that was there when T20 cricket first launched up. Spinners did, I mean, they thought spinners never really had a role in this format. And eventually spinners went on to prove that they were very, very invaluable in this particular format. And I'm sure that transition is going to happen again. Only when you're faced with challenges will you suddenly realize and try and adapt to it. Everything is about, I mean, when we talked about evolution, adaptation is as key as to it to evolution is. So I think that will happen eventually. But I think the quality of spinners in terms of being at it all the time, playing first class cricket, the shaping up of the whole journey. Actually, the journey is very important for a spinner more than anybody else. Because the spinner is the one who has the ability to take the punishment, then he matures, then he develops his skill, then he keeps going at it. Then he is out there day in and day out practicing his art and tries and innovate in his own way. So, by and large, I think first class cricket gives you the base foundation for you to do all these things. And once that is taken out of the equation, it is definitely going to be a challenge for the spinner.